Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's China's Cultural Revolution. A jailed intellectual escapes from prison to see his wife, but they're prevented from meeting by a political bargain set up by someone he should trust. And in the scuffle, his wife suffers a brain injury. Years later, after the Cultural Revolution, he returns home only to find his wife doesn't recognize him and his daughter, a ballet student, has been kicked out of their home. So a family has been split in three as a result of his coming home. Coming Home is also the name of a film that premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. It stars Gong Li as the mother. It was directed by Chinese master filmmaker Zhang Yimou, known over the past three decades for movies like Red Sorghum, Raise the Red Lantern, House of Flying Daggers, and Hero. As a Chinese director, he is rare indeed as one who is commercially successful, critically acclaimed, and acceptable to the government. And I'm very pleased to have him here to talk with me at TIFF. Zhang Yimou Daoyan, ni hao. So the movie starts during the Cultural Revolution. In the Cultural Revolution, many educated people were sent from eastern cities to the west or went to work on farms voluntarily. Now, you were a teenager during this period. I wonder if you can recall what your life was like at that time.
At that time, my experience was pretty much the same as everybody else. In my family, both my parents, me, and my two little brothers were sent to work in the western fields in China, to different places actually. Only my grandmother, who is over 80 years old, was spared from this. So that was very common at that time. It happened to every single family.
But in this movie, the father is different than that. He's actually sent to prison for rightist crimes. What were his crimes?
That was a very well-known historical period in China. That was a massive anti-rightist movement. A lot of scholars and educated people were branded as rightist. They are thought by the government as anti-party and anti-socialism. So they were punished. Some of them, like the protagonist from the movie, was sent to labor camps. Others were sent to different punishments.
Now, Gong Li, who plays the mother, was the star in many of your early movies, but later on she went to work with other people. Now she's back again. Could you talk about your working relationship with Gong Li?
Gong Li is undoubtedly the best actress in China. So this time we worked again, so I've seen her growth as a more mature and sophisticated actress. At her age, she's indisputably the best actress in China. However, regrettably, there are not many roles she likes personally. That's why she's not doing a lot of movies. But I hope she can do more movies and find more roles that she really likes.
Dan Dan is the daughter. She's studying ballet at a prestigious dance school, but they're limited to two ballets during the Cultural Revolution, as ordered by Jiang Qing, who is Mao Zedong's wife. Now, in the film, you feature at length on the screen in detail the red detachment of women, Hongse Nianzijun. So, are you portraying this ballet as a wonderful thing or as a terrible thing?
We cannot simply say whether the ballet itself is good or bad, because after all, it is a historical product. At that time, the government only approves eight forms of art. Including ballet, opera, Peking opera, and orchestra. So these are the forms the government approves. They are boilerplate forms. These are the twisted products of that certain historical period. However, even till this day, for example, last week, the National China National Ballet Group still supports this showing of the Red Detachment, the ballet, as a product for the young people today to see, so they can know better about that historical period. And this show, even China has even brought this show to other countries as well, and foreigners seem to be interested in it. They want to know more about that history.
Exactly, because I noticed that this year's Spring Festival, Chinese TV showed that exact opera. But your version was more authentic.
During the Spring Festival Gala, the ballet was simply there to serve to remind people of the history, to let people know about the history. But actually, in my film, I invited the original ballet dancers to act as advisors, so our dance is more authentic.
I agree.
There's an interesting anecdote in making the film. The young actress, Dan Dan in the film, she's a ballet dancer. However, when she was learning from this original ballet dancer, she couldn't do it. So one of the original dancers told her, you just need to use your eyes, to kill your enemy. If you can do that, you can perform well.
And that's great. Continuing that thought, do you think young people now know about the Cultural Revolution?
Not really.
Young
people, a lot of moviegoers are born after 1990s. They know little about that history.
Will this film open their eyes and help them understand
it? 我觉得可以。
Yes, I believe this movie will help open their horizons, because I've seen a lot of I've seen their reactions, young people's reactions after watching the film. I've seen their lively discussions online on forums, and a lot of them say they are deeply touched by the movie, and they actually want to see the movie with their parents. And after watching the movie, their parents told a lot about that these stories and that historical period. So the movie indeed helps the young teenagers and young people understand that period.
And finally, you're an independent filmmaker, so you produce your own films, but this film deals with a dark period in China's history. Do you think this film will be considered controversial?
I am an independent film maker and director. However, I cannot cannot decide whatever I want to make, because after all, there is a strict censorship in China. Censors TVs and films. I agree that this is a sensitive topic. It has triggered a lot of controversies in China, actually. There are different people have different opinions towards the film. But personally, this movie means a lot to me, because I grew up in that period. I was between 16 to 26 years old, and that period had a significant influence on me.
I thought it was a very important and interesting movie to watch. I've been speaking with Chinese director Zhang Yimou at the Toronto International Film Festival about his new movie, Coming Home. Thank you. 谢谢你. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.